I'd like you to turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. There's a point that we made in our Bible class this evening that I wanted to share with the rest of the congregation. That's one of the benefits of being in my class on Wednesday nights is you get to hear it twice. So joy to that. But I thought it might be especially beneficial to our young people in the congregation and worthy of sharing. We have in the world today attitudes toward right and wrong, attitudes with regard to morality that are very different from what is revealed in Scripture. You have people who think it really not to be a big deal to tell a lie, not a big deal to cuss, not a big deal to engage in activities that are what the Bible referred to as worldly, ungodly, sin. And they just don't see the problem with those kinds of things. And so they actually, as revealed later on in our text, think it's strange that we as Christians sometimes don't engage in those things. But it is a real danger when you're with people like that to either be tempted yourself to engage in some of the activities, or perhaps to yourself, even though you might not be engaging in those activities, dismiss their importance, that they're not that big a deal. And so I want to read to you 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 15 and 16. I want you to think about how God sees these things. So we're told in verse 15 of the text, "As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." The "he" in that verse has reference to God. So since God is holy, he said we're to be holy. Notice verse 16, because it's written, "Be holy because I am holy. Be holy for I am holy." And that's the reason for it. So the next time any of us are tempted to engage in some activity, to participate in something, or even to simply have a rather lackadaisical or accepting attitude toward what is in fact something that is repellent to God, abhorrent to Him, it revolts Him to see evil. Revolts Him to see sin and immorality of any type. Before we think that it's not a big deal, I just ask that you consider how God thinks about it and strive to think about it as He does. Be holy because God is holy. That's the reason why we live the lives that we do as Christians. That's why we are supposed to be different from the world, because God certainly is. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time to all who are here. If there is anyone here who needs to respond to that call, if you're not a child of God, to become one, we invite you to do so. Repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away. As the eunuch in Acts the 8th chapter, if you believe, you may do these things to the salvation of your soul. If there is a child of God who has done something amiss, needing our prayers, needing our encouragement, we can assist you in any way to answer that invitation call. We offer it at this time. We ask that you come forward while together we stand and sing.